most hated Christmas gifts of all time. Cheap perfume.
Yeah.
And that's the perfume that, like, you buy at a counter, at a convenience store.
At a gas station.
One of those mega marts or something like that. I know that it's more affordable, but when you're talking about jewelry, when you're talking about perfumes for women, really, guys, you have to go to the extra mile.
Yes, you do.
And you have to go to an actual store that sells that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting jewelry at the mega mart, probably not a good idea.
If you got it out of a vending machine, probably not a good gift.
If there were those big tongs involved in getting jewelry, you probably shouldn't go ahead and gift those.
If you retrieved it with the claw, you should probably not give it to your girlfriend as a Christmas gift.
Here's another bad Christmas gift, according to the survey, handkerchiefs.
I never understood the use of a handkerchief, period.
Me neither.
I don't know why you would want to blow your nose in something and then put it in your pocket to reuse.
To blow it later in the same cloth.
That really always kind of grossed me out.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing ever. Ew. And older folks used to carry hankies all the time. And what you would do was really never use the hanky. And if you happen to be around some woman who was crying, you offer the hanky to her.
Gotcha.
So it was really just a gift to some chick to pick her up. It's basically a pickup line.
I've seen people use hankies to blow their nose with.
I've seen people use their hands to blow their nose in. I've seen people use the cloth at the table at the restaurant.
Oh, that is the worst.
Don't be blowing your nose at the restaurant to begin with.
Yeah, if you gotta blow your schnoz, go to the bathroom. God,
the rest of us are eating. The last thing we want to hear is expulsion from your nasal cavity.
Yeah.
And then not only do they blow, then they're up there with their fingers cleaning out the halls. All right, let's get back on track here.
Okay.
Oh, God, Christmas sweaters. These are the worst. Don't ever wear a Christmas sweater, all right? Don't wear a sweater with a reindeer on it.
You know, I've seen a lot of those recently, and I'm like, did they just come from an ugly sweater party, or are they serious about that?
They just came from a Cosby reunion. A Cosby sweater is what that is. So don't be wearing a Cosby sweater. Slippers is another bad gift.
Really?
Getting slippers, which I like slippers.
Some people ask for slippers.
Of course they do. Slippers are expensive if you get good ones.
Rock.
I doubt.
I need some slippers.
Which ones do you like? Do you like the slippers that don't have the back on it, like you slide into
them? No, I like the big ones that are cartoon animals.
Like that have Homer Simpson's face on it, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I used to have Grinch slippers that I loved.
I had Scooby-Doos. Brown with black spots and a big giant. You put them on, you look like elephant feet.
Yeah, but they're so comfortable and warm.
You can't really wear them, though, unless it's sub-zero because it's so warm. All you ever get done is just like, whew, it's hot in here.
No way.
You're sitting there in your Scooby-Doo slippers and no clothing. You're dying. It's hot.
That's a sight to see, I'm
Isn't
sure.
Isn't it? It really is quite a visual there. I hope I painted it properly. Now, I disagree with this next power tools. You can't go wrong with power tools. Even if a guy isn't going to use them, he likes having them.
I think that's a generalization.
No, it's not.
Because you're a manly man, and you're always talking about metrosexuals and guys who visit askmen.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
girly guys.
I think girly guys perhaps wouldn't appreciate power tools. You have to think of other people.
Ladies, if you have a girly guy, then make sure you get them some hair spritzer. If you have a guy who's a regular guy, you may want to get him a drill because he likes that. Just the sound of a drill. Even if you're living in an apartment and you don't have any home improvement projects to do, just the that's like making sweet love there.
Yeah, he likes to drill. He also likes to screw.
Exactly.
And hammer.
And kitchen equipment is definitely not a good thing to get. I recall dating a girl that I got her a toaster oven.
Oh,
I think I maybe even told this story before.
Are you kidding?
I got her a toaster oven for Christmas because I thought, hey, it's great because her last toaster oven had blown up. And for seconds, she could fix me some toast.
You're an idiot.
It did not go over well, surprisingly.
Oh, big shocker.